Okay, audio boo people, this is part two of what it means to be a Christian. Part one, I talk about, basically give a brief summary of how I became one, and then started to talk about what it means to be a Christian. And I was running out of time, so I wasn't going to, but I'm going to go into a second boo to talk, just basically to wrap things up. Talking about the media. I know I've seen people being the way they are and talking about how, yes, they accepted Christ. And one of the things is born-agains people that have accepted Christ do is witness to their friends and neighbors and try to encourage them to accept Jesus Christ into their life. And I think that, yes, I think it's important that we all do. And I also believe that that is a choice that we have to make. And I know religion is a very controversial topic, and I know people don't like to discuss it, but I think it's something that should be brought out. And I know that part of one of the other things, that being Christian means being good and having good moral values, which unfortunately our society is taking them away. Think of all the violence going on, especially in the U.S. with all the school shootings and all that. And then, of course, all the things that happen in the world today, we ask, you know, where's God? Why, you know, we pray to God to help us. My wife, Delma, was actually telling me that a minister in her church, the church she was going to at the time, actually said that, you know, we wonder why, you know, we ask God to be there for us, and we ask him where is he when in the schools and all these shootings. Well, what it is that God is being taken out of our schools and out of our daily lives, and so as a result he's not there to protect us from evil, and thus all these things are happening. I mean, look at all the families that are being broken, like all the homes that are being broken apart with all the problems in that, the social problems and all that, and so many divorces and all things that are happening, and more so than they were before. And schools are not allowed to read the Bible anymore. It's being taken out of their schools. The Lord's Prayer is being all but taken out of the schools, has been. And so it's no wonder that society is getting so bad. So I think, you know, being Christian, I think we wouldn't, I think if there were more Christians that believed in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and were living by good values and his ways and his teachings, there would be less problems in the world today. Because think of it before, when people were really strong in religion, that it wasn't as bad. Why was there so many problems? Why was there far fewer problems with kids talking to their parents and all that? And just being a Christian means you accept people for who they are. That means, you know, we're monetary. Material things don't matter to them. It doesn't matter if people has a lot or they have nothing. You still associate with them. Like, unfortunately, it happens where people don't have, like, people like that who have a lot of money and stuff, they seem to put the people that don't have very much, they're put down, especially the younger people. Adults aren't so bad, but, I mean, think of the policies and all that. That makes people the way they are and that are not Christian. I admit I'm not a model Christian. I don't regularly read the Bible, although I should. But I do know the Bible, not all of it. I mean, I know parts of it, the most important parts of it, about creation, the flood, and, of course, Jesus' birth and his life here on earth and his crucifixion. So hope that covers everything, what it means to be a Christian to me. And, of course, it means believing in one, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we don't need religions like what we have, meaning like Baptist or Pentecostal or Lutheran or Jehovah's Witness and that. That's, you know, there is the one God and one Jesus. So why do we have so many different religions? I think Christianity is what ultimately matters, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and forgave us for our sins. So anyway, that about does it. And so everybody, take care and thanks for listening and have a blessed day. Take care, everyone.